At Easter Vigil, we get to hear a lot of our salvation history. We begin from the very beginning with creation. We go to Abraham. We go to all the prophets. We work into the early apostles. But we get to hear the first gospel from when Jesus is risen from the dead. And so it should give us hope reading through all of these times. It should give us hope that, you know, there's people out there who say that our times are worse or that things are terrible or that things are all going to go wrong. The reality is everyone has been saying that from the very beginning of time, because the reality is it has been going wrong. It's been going deeply wrong. But Christ comes into this world to make it right. Christ is the only one who can make it right. Christ is the only one who can save us all and is the only one who did actually save us all. He died for us. He took on our sins. He died on the cross, hanging there, not out of bitterness or anger. He died on the cross, hanging there for love of us. And because of that, he was raised from the dead. And so we too can be raised from our own dead if we're dead in the spirit. If we find ourselves afraid or confused or angry or wherever we might find ourselves in a bad place, the Lord can raise us from that place if we allow ourselves to kind of suffer through it, to turn it over to him, and to give it to him to save us from, because it's what he's come to do, to save us from ourselves. And so the Lord has saved us. All we need to do is participate in his life. Now, and if we go forward from here, we will hear that after Jesus is raised from the dead, his disciples are still very confused. They don't really know exactly what's happening. They don't really know how this is going to take place. And that's going to be the same for us. Jesus Christ has come to save us in each of our lives. We don't exactly know how this is going to work, but all we need to do is to stay close to him. And as long as we stay close to him, as long as we pray with him, as long as we continue to participate in the celebration of Mass and go to confession and celebrate all the sacraments and pray with him daily, the Lord will somehow bring us through whatever it is that we're being taken through. And at the end, whenever we die, we can hopefully meet him as a good friend, and he can welcome us into heaven, and everything will be completely okay, and we will find perfect peace. That is the only place that we will find it, in the arms of Jesus Christ. So let's give ourselves to Jesus, who saved us by dying on the cross and then by rising from the dead.